back, everyone. Welcome back to Parenting Unplugged. You're here with Monica.
And this is Elisa.
And we're so happy to have you back for the second part of our three-parter of the Newborn Trenches. This is the series we've been talking about for a while because this has a lot of deep and complex conversations that we really wanted to give deliberate space to, which is why we have done it over three episodes. In this episode, we're going to focus on really the emotional side of the newborn trenches, so your initial postpartum period. And we're going to go into those big topics like the baby blues, your sense of identity, and society pressure that is all around us all the time. So some really big topics we're going to get into today.
Monica, I feel like things change so quickly in a matter of days or hours from when you deliver or, give the baby's born. Up until like the moment that you get home with the baby, I think that so much changes in a short amount of time that it can be a really hard time for mothers, or for the birthing parent, and partner, combined. So, I think that it's a very loaded topic, and it's a very confusing time too. All I can say is that the days just felt like really cloudy for me. And yeah, there's so much to discuss there that I think that it's really important for us to talk about it.
I mean, the big topic, I feel that especially as first-time mums, you don't know what you're walking into. And when people say, if you do go to classes before you give birth, or you speak to family and friends, and they say to you, you may get the baby blues for a few days, but it will go away. And I think for me, when that was kind of said to me, even the phrase baby blues, it doesn't seem that bad, right? It just seems like, okay, you got a little bit of a cold, and then in a few days, you're going to be fine, right? So it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big deal. And I don't, in hindsight, I don't think that enough conversation is said about this time period, after birth, because everyone has different experiences. Baby blues, as they call it, is very different to postpartum depression, and it's very different to postpartum anxiety. You may have one or all three at the same time. And especially as a new mum, or even, if you're going to have your second or third child, maybe you didn't with your first, but you do with your second, right? So every experience could be different. But I mean, Elisa, how would you define the difference of like baby blues and postpartum depression? How would you define the difference of those two?
Well, I mean, from it's like it's I think that that's a really, really heavy question, because there's like two different scales possibly to how you feel postpartum. And if, baby blues could mean that, you don't feel yourself, you might feel a little down, or you might feel a little out of your element. But I'm not a health professional, but from what I think that postpartum depression could be is something that feels a lot deeper, and it feels something that maybe lingers for a longer and extended period of time, and that is harder to get out of. And I think that on both spectrums, it's important to kind of like seek help. Because you also don't really know what spectrum you're on. So you might think it might just be the blues, which a lot of women are like in denial, right? You're like, well, I think it's just this, when really it could be more. So I think that either way, if you're feeling a certain way, it's good to seek help. And that could just be like speaking to like another mother that that you can maybe talk to, or speaking to a professional is always a the best route to take, because it's someone that doesn't have that's not going to take sides, that's not going to say, well, as a mother you should be doing this. I think that a professional is there to like guide you without any judgment. So that's kind of what my take is on it. And And yeah, that's kind of what I feel about it. What about you, Monica? What do you think? What would postpartum depression, what do you think that looks like? Or what do you think the baby blues looks like?
Again, I think it is definitely, I think it's a topic that's spoken about way too late when we're going through this kind of process. And I think if we were speaking about it a little bit earlier, like maybe even, before you give birth to your baby, it gets you a bit more emotionally prepared. When we're thinking about those two big phrases like baby blues and postpartum depression, I think everyone is so scared of the latter, right? Everyone is so anxious and scared of the label of I've got postpartum depression. And like you said a minute ago, some mothers may be in denial of that. And that may be due to the fear factor of not wanting to be labeled, right? Because this world is all about labels that, oh, I don't want to have that label. I don't want to have that label. And that maybe puts us in a position of being in denial. In terms of baby blues and postpartum depression, like what it is, from my personal experience, I would say I had the baby blues maybe a few weeks after Noah was born, and I had it for maybe a week to 2 weeks. I was very confused when it happened. Obviously, baby blues is just such a change of hormone levels that you get a big chemical imbalance in your body, and it just throws you kind of sideways. It makes you feel very, really like you're kind of almost like an out of body experience. You could kind of feel like you don't know what you're doing. You're kind of very confused. Everything just seems very, very overwhelming around you. And it can, for me, it was a very scary period of time, even though it was only 1 to 2 weeks, right? Maybe it was only a week, but it was a very scary time. I'd obviously never experienced it before, and in my head I was thinking, what's wrong with me? And I remember when I was had that feeling, and obviously I was very aware of talking to my husband about it. When I was having these big feelings coming up, I was saying to him, I don't know what's wrong with me. What should we do about this? So we actually did go to the hospital one of the times, and we spoke to some nurses. And I remember the nurse, I don't remember her name, but I remember her just kind of sitting with me and saying, this is completely normal. Like, you don't need to panic. You may just have a little bit of like postpartum anxiety, what's going on with you, plus maybe a bit of the blues. But because you've been experiencing this for a few days, just give it a few more days. If it subsides, then that is completely normal. And most mothers go through this after their baby's born because of the imbalance and just like regulating again. But if it doesn't go away and it's been, weeks and weeks and weeks, then it may be something a little bit deeper that we need to look at. So that made me really like that. I got comfort in that because sometimes you do need, a medical person or just another woman, another mother to be like, this is okay. And just to validate your feelings. So after that, I got home, and maybe 3 or 4 days passed, and I felt like I was coming back to myself again, And that was a huge relief to me because I was thinking, okay, right, I'm good, right, I'm on my way, sort of thing. I don't know how to speak on postpartum depression. I don't believe I experienced that. I do, like I said, I think I experienced a baby blues. But one thing I wanted to touch on with the postpartum depression is I don't think that that necessarily stops just in the newborn trenches. I think that that can kind of dip in and out of postpartum life after your baby, and that could be a week, 2 weeks, or months after. I think it depends on the situation as well.
I agree.
And just to kind of finish that off is I did have a period of time where I thought I was going to have postpartum depression. And that wasn't in the newborn trenches, but that was when Noah was around 4 months old and I had to go back to work. So this was a completely different situation, right? And I'm sharing my story because it's a very, very sensitive topic to me, and not everyone knows this. But I know a lot of mums out there are suffering in silence, and I don't, and that's not okay. And this is a topic that really, you need to have someone that you can confide in with this, because it's too much of a heavy load to just have maybe on you and your partner. You need to have someone where you can, where you can really go into your feelings and get them validated. So when Noah was about 4 months postpartum, I had to go back to work. And going back to work, I fell into a very kind of very dark place, very, very dark place. And co coincidentally, my mum was actually coming over to see me in that time period. And she could see that things weren't right. And I actually sought help from my doula who helped me, that we spoke about a few episodes back. And she was the one who actually did, she's actually a qualified therapist as well, with her many talents. And she was the one who actually did some therapy with me to bring me out of that space and to allow myself to get into a headspace to work and to also to allow myself to overcome these big feelings and emotions that I was going through. And in reflection, obviously, when that was happening, by the time Noah was 4 months old, I was feeling good. I was working out again. I was seeing friends. Like, things were in a really good path. I was having so much good moments with Noah. But then going back to work, and that kind of spun me again. And I feel like bringing this topic up now, I do think it's important to highlight that these big topics, like baby blues, or like especially postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety, they don't necessarily need to happen in these initial phases. It could come out in later stages, depending on what's going on in your life as well.
It can things can trigger it again, and it could come back in waves. And I feel like I still experience it at some sort. I still kind of feel like those heavy feelings still trickling in as well. But Monica, wow, thank you so much for sharing that, because it is so powerful to hear like other women's stories and to hear what you have went through. Like, there's a lot of women out there that are in denial, that are going through different things, and they don't want to talk about it, because like what everyone talks about right now is possibly their baby. Like, oh, they come over, they want to see the baby, but nobody talks about the mother.
No.
So I think it's absolutely crucial to focus on the mother, because the mother is the one that's holding the glue, the family down. Without the mother, there is no family. So like it is so important. And wow, thank you so much for sharing that, because I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of mothers out there that are either they're first time mothers, or they are just like reliving this experience through like everything that you talked about, that are just sitting here saying, wow, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for saying that. And I feel so seen, and I
And
think,
it's nice to release that as well, and to also be seen, because it's so it this weighs so heavy on my heart, and people don't know how heavy this is. And if there's just something I would say to mums out there, is that you are just you're not alone in this. Everything that you're experiencing where you think you're alone, you are guaranteed not alone, because there are millions of mothers experiencing the exact same thing. Did you did tell me anything that you were feeling, Elisa? Did you have pockets of emotions, or kind of like those heavy feelings? Did it stay in newborn trenches, or did it kind of make its way out of those areas?
Like my first initial big set of emotions was when I first brought Gami home, which I spoke about it in like one of our previous episodes when we brought baby home episode. The day that I brought Gami home was a day that it was just kind of a bit of a blur, but I remember coming home and I was feeling anxious about bringing her, and I was feeling happy, but I was starting to feel emotional because I was going to miss her in my belly. So I just remember bringing her through the doors and like setting her down, and you know, Demo and I just looked at her, and I broke down and I cried because I couldn't believe that, you know, that my baby was here. And obviously it was a happy moment, but then also it was a moment of, wow, I'm a mother and I don't know what the heck this means, but I'm gonna have to figure this out. I don't know what this means. And, you know, I don't know what I just went through. You know, I just, you know, birthed a baby. But here she is live in front of me. And, you know, I was happy, but also really confused about like the way that I was feeling. Like, I'm just like, why? And I was kind of feeling sad about it, feeling sad about letting go of like my pregnant belly. And it was just like a huge mix of emotions. So it was just me and him for that, you know, those couple of minutes until like my mother was coming over. So it was just some really big feelings I let out that day. And that was like my first initial set of emotions where it was something that I couldn't really control. Then after that, you know, my mother came over and I had a lot of help in the house, and things were kind of getting into a groove, until I think I mean the first couple of days she did sleep okay. She was kind of still like, she would sleep like random gaps, you know, she wouldn't let us rest. So it was okay the first couple of days until she started getting into the groove of not sleeping well. And when she wasn't sleeping through the night, well, obviously not sleeping through the night, but when she was constantly fussing or constantly crying. And you know, when she went through those, like when I went through like a really hard days, like one or two really hard days back to back, where it was like when I was like falling deep into what was happening, I didn't know what was happening. I think that that's when I started feeling a sense of blues because I lost all control that I had. I'm just like, what can I do to get her to stop crying? I am like, what is it? I don't know what it is. I'm feeding her. I'm figuring, trying to figure out how to nurse. I'm trying also to like get gaps of sleep. I'm tired. I haven't slept enough. You know, I'm irritated with my partner for whatever reason, because you know how in the early days everything irritates you. And I did feel like I felt into like a sort of like postpartum blues, how you call it, because I lost all control. And it was a very like kind of like a dark place for a couple of days. And I remember actually it was like the middle of winter. And I went out to like my balcony for like some fresh air. I'm like, I need to just like step out here for a second and just look out and just
Breathe.
focus, like, okay, you know, the baby's back in the house. Like, I need to figure out like what do I need to do to like gain strength again? Like, I need to dig. So, you know, so I that's just what I did. I just kind of like I followed a friend's advice that, you know, she keeps telling me this over and over again, to just hit the reset button at the end of each day. And the next day, you know, start all over again. And although maybe the previous day, you know, was a really hard day and you were stuck in these trenches, there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel and it will get better. So I think that that's what I just kind of like held on to. And I knew that eventually, you know, God was gonna help us bring things together. But I think that it was that for me. I think it was the moments of like the constant crying and like the situations where she was like fussy because maybe my latch was not right and she wasn't like feeding all the way. And you know, obviously, like, you know, just like the moments of like nursing, trying to figure out how to nurse and being sleepless and not being able to sleep, that I think was a lot. And it happened definitely back to back. So and I think that I definitely also went through a moment of postpartum anxiety. And that's still that lingered for a while. And I think it's an issue with like us wanting to control everything around us. Like I think that if the kids are here for one thing on this earth is to teach us to let go of the control, because there's a lot of
Oh,
things
yeah.
that we cannot control. And
Even though we want to.
oh my God, yeah. So I was just anxious about everything. I know I'm just like, oh, well, okay, well, she's not sleeping. Oh, well, she didn't get this nap in. Oh, well, this feed needs to be exactly at this time. Oh, well, I can't go outside and I can't, oh, it's too everything. Everything was just like, oh, if she had like a reaction on her face, I was freaking out. I was calling the pediatrician. And obviously, as like a first-time mom, it's normal for things for you to worry about, even the smallest things. But it's also not good to feel anxious all the time around the clock. So I think that definitely was where the postpartum anxiety kicked in for me. And then the moment of 10 months later, Gami was 10 months old, we started her in daycare. And that was the worst day of my life. That was as if like someone ripped my heart out when I dropped her off for the first time.
Oh
So
God, yeah.
yeah, when I had
I
to leave her
understand that.
behind, when I had to leave her behind that day, I felt like deep into like a couple of days of like not feeling myself. Like I'm just like, I can't do this. I'm like, there's no way I could work. I can't work. That was a really, really hard day. And I still have my pockets of, not wanting to drop her off and not wanting to leave her behind, depending on like the situations. Because there's always like the mom guilt and stuff like that. But I think that, overall, I think that you're gonna have a lot to worry about as a new mom, but just know that everything will be okay. And eventually we share our stories because we see the other side. We have seen the light at the end of the tunnel now. So we see where, you will find your groove and you will see the pieces come together. Even if like those pieces right now are scattered all over the floor because you just birthed your baby and you're figuring this out day by day, just know that they will come together and it is
Oh,
going to get
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you for sharing that, Elisa, because again, I think it's so important for people to hear our stories because that's kind of that's our passion for putting this podcast together for mums and anyone really that wants to listen in, like to know that you're not alone in this. Obviously we are not pediatricians, we are not we're not medics, but we're mothers. We've been through it, and we're continuing to learn. Like your Cammy is 3, my Noah is almost 2. And we're still learning. We haven't gone through certain phases yet. That's yet to come. But yeah, thank you for sharing that, Elisa. That was really nice to hear as well.
Monica, another thing that I think about too, and I think that another thing that kind of plays a part in like our stories is also like the identity shift of becoming a mother. So you weren't a mother before, you were, if you weren't, and this is like your first baby, or the thought of like who you were before you were a mother is no longer that person, and then you're no longer going to be that person. Everyone kind of processes that differently. There could be some pieces of you still holding on and you trying to hold on tightly to who you were. But I think that as the days go, as a new mother, you will understand who you are becoming. And even as like a second or third time around, if you're having a child, second or third time, you'll see that you are developing into like this whole new being. And like these kids are here to teach us a lesson, to teach us like there are greater lessons. So I think that that also plays a big part in these like big feelings that we have, the shift in becoming a mother the first or second, third time around.
And it's also allowing yourself to shed the old version of you and to make space for the mother in you, because, I read somewhere a quote that I really liked that, and it said, your baby chose you before, he even existed. Like he chose you to be his mum. And, it's true, like your baby is yours and your souls are connected before they even come into this world, and there is going to be huge elements of you that you have to learn to let go of. Obviously, you're not going to let go of yourself completely, but you really do need to allow a lot of space for other things to evolve, for other flowers to bloom, because the garden you once had is not the garden you've got anymore, and that's okay, and you're going to learn how to navigate that and how to. And I feel like, again, when you were talking about like that sense of control, because I think we're kind of similar like that, and probably a lot of mums out there, like we're control freaks, right? We like to control a lot of elements of our lives because it's nice to feel in control, like that gives us peace. But I feel like when you learn to let go, you learn to also appreciate what bringing this baby into your life means. And if you try and hold on to that too much, you don't see the bigger picture of what's happening in front of you. You're just kind of clinging on to
To the past.
past traits, past feelings, past routines. And that just doesn't serve you anymore, and that's okay. It's okay to move on. But I do think that this identity shift is definitely, like we were saying, like it is a contributing factor to baby blues, potentially the postpartum anxiety and depression as well.
I think so too, Monica, for sure. And what you were saying, making space for becoming a mother, I think that's like really important too. Making space for what's new in your life and making space for this little human to, grow in your heart, that is, at first you don't really, it's funny because when you first meet your baby, they're just like a little blob. They're just like, well, no, you don't know who they are, but like their characters, the characteristics start coming out little by little, and you need to like let go of who you were in order to make space for what's to come. There's so much to learn from them that you are going to become a better person. You just kind of have to allow yourself to feel it.
And to
So,
have faith as well, to trust that this is where it's meant to go for you.
1,000%. And I think that, I think that one other thing is like trusting your mom instinct and like your gut. Following your gut and your mom instinct is really important. Like I feel like a lot of women, are out there just like questioning themselves so much and like looking at the internet, comparing themselves and, social media and all of those things. And I think that trusting your motherly instinct is going to lead you in the right direction. So, I think that's also really important to say.
And like, don't give in to all of this pressure that's around us constantly. It's so easy to compare yourself, especially when you're in the like newborn trenches, when there is so much going on physically, emotionally and chemically in your body as a mother, regardless of however many babies you've had. Looking on social media, grab it like grabbing that time to yourself and seeing these like snapback bodies and like people telling you how to eat, what to eat, or how when to exercise. And obviously that stuff is just so addictive, but it's not beneficial to us
Not doing
because
anything for
it's
you.
not doing anything. No, like when it's right to start moving your body again. You know what you need to eat. You know these things. And you just, like you were saying, Elisa, like you need to trust yourself that you're making the right decision, because of course you are. Like you're a mother, and your mother instinct does not lie.
No, it absolutely doesn't. And I think I think that's definitely a lesson that I've learned in the last 3 years of Gami's life, is that I'm always, as a mother, always questioning my decisions, like, oh, is she in the right school? Do I keep her there? Do I take her out? Do I keep working? Do I go back to, what do I do? And like, I feel like following your motherly instinct is going to be right. It's going to be right. Don't listen to what's out there and to the social media and to what your parents are telling you, or like the other moms out there, because everyone parents differently and everyone's in different situations. So obviously, everyone's situations can be totally different. So I think that all of these things contribute also as well to like having those like postpartum feelings too. So that's why it's good to just kind of like follow your heart and follow what feels true to you ultimately.
And just something I wanted to highlight before kind of like we wrap up today. I know we haven't really been speaking much about this episode was dedicated really to kind of the mums, like your feelings, your emotions, because the next episode will kind of go back to baby. But one thing that I quickly wanted to touch on before we let go today is setting expectations, and that it's okay to set boundaries, especially during such a delicate period of time after your baby's born. One thing that comes to mind is visitors in the house. You may feel, and I can say I was subject to that. Like, I felt the pressure that people needed to come and visit, so I allowed it to happen. But in reality, I think that was the wrong choice. I should have said a hard no to visitors for at least the first 2 months, maybe 2, 3 months. I should have said a hard no to, just to allow myself time to not worry about my appearance when visitors come around. Because I remember visitors coming around and I was so worried about my appearance. And I was like, why am I worried about putting makeup on? I gave birth a few weeks ago.
No,
Like,
you're literally in
why?
pajamas all day. You could barely even get yourself out of like comfy clothes, yet alone put makeup on.
Right? So, I would definitely say, like, if I'm blessed to have a second child, there would be no visitors. Sorry, family and friends, but I wouldn't have visitors for a period of time. I would just soak in that time and allow myself to just be messy and not worry about, oh, like, do I need to look appropriate today? And like, do I need to host? Like, it was amazing. Obviously, it was amazing to see so many friends and family. Like, I really appreciate my friends and family and loved ones. But in hindsight, I think I would have left it a little bit longer, for sure.
Monica, and I think that the reason why it's important to like set those boundaries and those expectations is because this is like such an important time for you and your family. You are figuring out what life is like with a newborn at home. Birth the baby, you're trying to feed this baby, whether it be from your body or from formulas, testing out different formulas or whatever works, whatever's going to work. So like, it's such an important time. They're like golden days. So, inviting people into that space, I think that should be really limited to like your close group of people that you trust, that you know are not there to like possibly judge you, maybe your parents, maybe something like that. Like, I think that like this time should be like almost like sacred. And I think that it should be something that should be like memories that are shared for you and your partner and your children. I think that it should be kept for that. I think for me, I actually didn't have that issue really because it was like the end of COVID. So it was a legitimate excuse for me to like really not host anyone here because I had to test everyone before coming in the house. Which I got some pushback on that too, because I remember somebody was trying to come visit me, and I told them that I was going to have to test them before they came in my house. And once they found out, they did come, but I heard that that person was like pushing back on it, and I'm like, I have a newborn in the house, so you see what I'm saying? That's why it's good
Yes, of course. And
set
people
those
should
boundaries.
understand that, if they don't understand that, then that's on them, because you as a mom, like in this delicate stage of of postpartum, you have every right to set that boundary. And that's it, you know, like that. And especially during the time of COVID, like, of course you're going to ask people to get tested.
Course.
You know, like, of course,
Yeah,
like
you have a newborn
that's
baby
a
and
no-brainer, you
yeah.
know. I don't understand otherwise, you know, obviously. And if people aren't happy with that, then they have to appreciate your decision, because you're the mum, you know. And this is a newborn baby we're talking about, that's so susceptible for all of these viruses and everything around the world. So of course you're going to be protective of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should. And I think you absolutely should.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that, like, as we're wrapping this episode up, I think that another thing that we could mention is also talking to our partners about everything and bringing our partners into the situation as well, because I think we focused a lot on, like, the mothers and, like, and setting boundaries for us. But I think that also setting boundaries and expectations with our partners too, because our partners are obviously here to help us. But I think that, setting the expectation where it's like, okay, now I'm going to leave baby behind because I need to take a long hot shower. So set those boundaries for yourself. Know when you are at that breaking point and walk away, and use that time with your partner as the space that you need. So I think that, let's not forget about, like, the team that we have at home, and use that to your advantage. Like, he or she is there to help you. So I think that, like, working as a team also and having a good team at home is also, like,
Oh my God, it makes the
so
difference. Like,
it makes
it makes the
all the difference
difference.
in the world. And, like, having someone there that you can rely on just to be like, I gotta take a long hot shower, like, use it.
Yeah, just cover me.
Yeah,
Like,
just,
I gotta go.
walk
I'm tapping
away.
out now.
Exactly. I'm tapping out. I'm walking away. I can't, and you go ahead,
Or
So.
just allowing, like, you're just saying to your partner, I need a half an hour sleep. Like, you know, just tap in. I need to tap out for half an hour. Or,
Exactly.
like, you know, I need a hot drink, or I just need to
Exactly.
take a walk, you know, or whatever that means to you.
Yeah, I think seeking help in all of the ways, seeking help through your partner, and how we mentioned earlier today, seeking help through a professional. I think that all of those things, during this time, the village that you have around you, seeking help from your village. So that is really what's going to guide you. And, don't do it alone, because we can't do it alone. We absolutely can't. It's a really hard time. So, use these people around you, reach out, ask for help, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, like we mentioned earlier today. And, in this episode, there are brighter days ahead. But, I think that definitely just getting a grip of the people around you is going to make a big difference.
And if you are in the newborn trenches right now, it will get better. Just try and soak in these moments as much as you can, because time goes so fast anyway. And, you know, like, when I look back at pictures of Noah when he was so small, it always just makes me cry, because, you know, even though the days are so hard, they're never going to be
So
that little
hard.
again. And
The
it's
days are
a,
so
you know,
hard.
it's a double-edged sword. But yeah, just hang in there if you are going through that, those newborn trenches right now, because, you know, you've got this. You're a strong mama, and yeah, you've got that.
Exactly. The days are so hard, yet they're so precious.
Yeah, exactly.
Precious.
Basically, motherhood in a nutshell.
Motherhood wrapped up. Exactly. Parenting unplugged. So that's really what we're about. So,
Exactly. Thank you for tuning in. I love this episode, Elisa. I don't know about you. Like, I really like talking about these topics.
yeah, I just, like, it really, really touches me. I absolutely love thinking back to, like, the early days, motherhood days, and it just, like, I absolutely, these, it's like tapping back into, like, your old self. But you're still reliving these moments now with a toddler. So it's like, they still come back to haunt you.
But that will be in future episodes when we go into
Yeah,
toddlerhood.
exactly. Yep. Yeah, so thank you
Okay.
guys so much for joining once again. And like we mentioned before, please go ahead and subscribe to our channel and make sure that you are receiving those notifications. We're dropping an episode every other week. And coming up next is going to be our third episode of our Newborn Trenches series. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and we will catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.